there. Welcome to the North Shore Church Podcast. We are delighted that you've decided to take this step of faith and join us for the next few moments together as we explore one of the messages from our Sunday morning gatherings or special event given to you by one of our pastors or special guests. We trust that you can connect with us through the show notes or through our website, thenorthshore.church. Hey there, church family. It's great to be on video with you today. Long time since I've had to do this in front of a camera. It's a little bit strange, but I'm at Connection Community Church in Nipigon this morning, and we're just honored that we get to speak here and help them out. And as Pastor Brian and Steph are down doing the celebration of life for her dad. I want to take a few minutes and just think about them, pray for them for sure in this season of grief, but also in this season of great growth in their church community. My message today is all about unity in the church. And right now, just us sending me over there is just a great example of demonstrating not just solidarity, but unity in the church there in Nipigon. Use your imagination for a second. If you were the devil for a day and your assignment was simple, slow down the work of God through the church, how would you do it? You wouldn't need to shut the doors. You wouldn't need to burn it down. You wouldn't need to burn the Bibles. You wouldn't even need to stop people from believing in God himself. Here's the reality. All you'd have to do is get God's people to turn on each other. Hateful social posts, secondary issues elevated to the primary, preferences defended like doctrine, offense nurtured instead of resolved. You wouldn't have to destroy the church at all. You would just have to simply divide it. And that's why Jesus prayed what he prayed on the night that he went, or the night before he went to the cross. He didn't pray for growth. He didn't pray for miracles. He didn't pray for protection. He prayed for unity. My prayer is that all of us, and his prayer was, my prayer is that all of them may be one so that the world may believe that you have sent me, that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know. John 17:20-23. Did you catch that? Jesus tied the credibility of the gospel to the unity of his followers. When we stand united, the world sees Jesus clearly. A church that pleases God is a church that is unified. Sounds nice, easy to not do. Yeah, unity, but this is not a soft suggestion. Jesus prayed, make them one. Because when the church stands as one, Jesus becomes impossible to ignore. God loves unity and he hates division. Proverbs 6 says there are things that the Lord hates. And one of the things the Lord hates, a false witness who pours out lies and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. Proverbs 6. That is some strong language. God doesn't just dislike division. He hates it. He detests it. Because division is the opposite of love, what he sent his son for us to experience. And here's the uncomfortable part. We all think, I hope so, and I hope this is listening right now, but what if the one stirring division isn't just... Oh, I stopped the camera. Look at that. Oh, that was good. What if the one that is causing division isn't them, it's me? What if it's you? Most Christians don't wake up and say, today I'm going to divide the church. It happens subtly, unintentionally, especially when we're convinced we are right. And y'all know, I'm not stubborn, I'm just right. You can be right in content and wrong in spirit. You can defend truth and still divide the body. And we live in a culture built on rage, rage bait, content designed to provoke outrage, algorithms that reward anger, which spreads faster than truth. Offense spreads faster than grace. If the enemy can keep us offended and superstitious of one another, he doesn't have to destroy the church. We will do it for him. So, how do we live unified? We will disagree politics, preferences, parenting, schooling, end times, worship styles, hands in pockets, half-mast, one hand, wave, Holy Spirit touchdown, right? Last Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. Unity, not pretending we think the same. Unity is deciding we belong together no matter what. What unites us is infinitely greater than what divides us. So, how do we live this out? Here's three things. One enemy, one mission, one strategy. One enemy. From Ephesians, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. The person who votes differently than you, not your enemy. The person who posts differently than you, not your enemy. The believer who worships differently than you, not your enemy. We have one enemy, the devil, the accuser, the deceiver. Not a trinity, but one. And this agenda is simple. Divide the people of God to stop the work of God. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. Steal, unity, kill, credibility, destroy, witness. But when we remember who the real enemy is, it unites us. One mission, go and make disciples. Matthew 28:19-20. Jesus didn't call us to win arguments. He called us to make disciples. Every church looks a little different. Nipigon today looks a little different. And I want you to know, that's okay. If this is not your home church, it's okay. We might do things a little bit differently. Today, I look different than I did last Sunday. I don't even have a nice collared shirt on today. I'm wearing my Walt Disney World hoodie. I have airplanes behind me, which I'm very proud to show off, of course. And happy that you get to now see them today. Can I just pause? Because I know you're not here. I'm not in the room, but I still have distractions. Here's my newest Christmas present, a Northwest Boeing 747. And who got me this Christmas present, you may ask? Well, I told my family that they got it for me, but I found it at a store and got it myself. All right, back to our regular scheduled programming. Every church looks a little different, right? The way we do church here, the way we set up the room, looks differently than it does, and that's okay. Different styles, all of that doesn't matter as long as it's the same Savior. Different methods, same message. God is pleased with unity of mission, not uniformity of method. Let me just pause and reflect a little bit. I'm thinking back to my very first year of Bible college, very first week. We start the experience off by going away on a retreat and having a team building couple of days. And I'll never forget, of course, the morning of the second or third day, I believe we were there. And, you know, we're all getting settled into our cabins for the night. We're at this retreat center. There's no pretty lake. I don't even know why it's called a retreat center if there's no lake, but I digress. Anyways, we're out there. We're doing our things. You know, we're having worship in chapel. We're having some solitude time. We're all reading scripture. We're reading together. We're doing all these things. We're getting to know each other, doing like these exercises. How do you learn? Well, we're getting ready to go to bed after dinner and after our evening session and kind of getting settled into our bunks. And all of a sudden, the two guys that are, part of the student leadership team, they kind of just take off. And it's like, this is kind of weird. It's probably 11:30, 12 o'clock. Well, what do you know? At about 2-3 hours later, it's, 3 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden, you hear the bell going outside the dining hall. Everyone's running through all the cabins, yelling and screaming, everyone get up, everyone get out, line up in the field. And instantly, like, everyone's like freaking out. They're like, I'm sleeping. What's going on? Is there an emergency? And are we doing, is there a fire drill? And instantly, I just know they're doing some sort of team building exercise. Like, and I just sit there in my bunk for a second, not reacting, not freaking out, but just rolling my eyes going, is this really what we're doing right now? Like, I do not need to do this right now. And sure enough, it's exactly what we were doing. Head to the middle of the field, and we all have to stand in line, and we're going to do this team building, unifying exercise. And half the group is going to run around the track, and the other half of the group has to lay on their backs with their feet in the air until this other group comes back, and then we have to switch. Well, it was one of my good friends is not a runner, all right? He is a very big guy, not a runner, doesn't exercise, doesn't work out. And so what does he do? He goes to the back of the line. Well, we have to stay together as a group. This is an exercise in unity. And so I grab him by the arm, like I gave him no choice. And I said, we are going to the front of the line. We're setting the pace for everybody else. They're going to follow us. And wouldn't you know it? That's exactly what happened. We ran around or jogged around this track at 3:30 in the morning, and we did it in unity, and we did it in a relatively short manner of time. And in the next few moments that followed, we just saw the team come together in unity. See, God is pleased with unity of mission, not uniformity of method. So our strategy is relatively simple. Jesus gave us one defining mark. A new command I give you, Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. He didn't say, they'll know you by being right all the time. No, not they'll know you by your politics. I pray to the Lord that they don't know us by our politics. Oh God, would they know us simply by your love? They will know you by your love. You can be passionate and loving. You can hold conviction and still choose kindness. So let's never elevate a secondary issue over the primary call to love. You know, what if our generation became the answer to Jesus' prayer? You know, what if people said in history about us, did you hear how that Christian forgave? Did you hear about that church that rallied around that family? Did you hear about how they served the whole town? Did you notice that when the church is divided, our message is diluted? People don't trust us when the church gets divided. When we let the other things creep in, the level of trust instantly goes down. And I think I don't have to give too many examples of what that looks like right now. We see lots of opportunities of churches, I'm not going to say dilute the message, but get the wrong thing and they claim it's the right thing, or not make the main, let me put it this way, not make the main thing the main thing. And the main thing, of course, is Jesus, and that the world will know us by his love. When the church is united, the world notices. Most importantly, the Father is pleased. Let me just say that again. When the church is united, the world notices. And most importantly, the Father is pleased. And that's what we're all about here, a church that pleases God. So where does unity start? Not with them. It starts with me, with you. When we decide, I'm not going to stir division, I'm not going to take the bait, I'm not going to confuse preference with doctrine, I'm not going to let offense grow deep roots, I'm going to remember one enemy, one mission, one strategy, love. Here's the reality. The future of our church will not be determined by the size or style or budget or influence that we have. It'll be determined by whether or not we choose unity, by whether or not we choose to demonstrate the love of Jesus. It also is determined by whether you're able to have the capacity to receive the love of Jesus. Because some of us, we get so insecure sometimes, we think, how could Jesus ever love me? And if Jesus doesn't really love me, then I'm not really a part of what's happening here. Let me just pause here and say, if you are in the room, if you are online, you are a part of what Jesus wants to do here. And I I'm not in the room today, but I trust that as people came through the door today, as people made eye contact with you, as maybe someone even, maybe you even gave a hug or received a hug or a handshake, a high five, or just sat around the table having a coffee or a chat, I can almost guarantee that you have experienced some level of acceptance and love here in this place today. And so you should know by now that you are seen by Jesus and that he deeply cares for you and wants you to receive the very best that he has to offer, a new and abundant life, a life, as we read earlier in scripture, a life that is given to you to be full and experience the joy that he has to offer us. And especially, I know I kind of called out some of our online watchers or attendees last week. And let me just say to you this morning, we really, I called out maybe the wrong word, but I just want to say to you that even though we can't see you, we value you, which is why we shared the message that we shared even last week about being bold in our faith, is that we want you to be seen. Because we want others to see the work of Jesus in your life. We want to have others see the work of Jesus through your life. But we also want to just see you and be in unity together with the mission that Jesus has called us to. And I know that if we stand in unity as a church, if we decide to do this, Jesus will clearly be seen among us. The world around us will believe, and certainly the most important thing, the Father will be pleased. So thank you on this beautiful, I'm recording earlier. I don't know if it's a beautiful day, but it doesn't matter. It's a beautiful, wonderful opportunity that we get to be here and share in this time together, this time of unity, this time of growth. And this is why we do some of the fun things that we do. to build unity, to build friendship and camaraderie as we celebrate the things around us that culture does, like a Super Bowl Sunday. Does the church really need to care about football? Of course it doesn't. But it's an opportunity for us to come together. You heard likely in the announcements today that next Sunday we get to come to church extra early if we want to at 8:10 a.m. to watch the gold medal men's hockey game, which, you know, maybe you've never watched a hockey game at church before, maybe you have, but we're going to come together, bring some muffins, bring some fruit, bring some yogurt, bring something to share, bring your own meal if you don't want to share. That's not unity, by the way. But let's just come together and build friendships and let people know as they walk through the door that they're loved by us, and if they know they're loved by us, they're going to know they're loved by God. And if we're loved by God, we show love to one another, unconditional of our preferences, unconditional of our opinions. But we let scripture, and I got, you know, three Bibles on my desk. I'll hold that up to you so I'm not making this stuff up again, some of the scriptures that we read. But we hold on to the truth that's in the Bible. And we know that this is one of the greatest story of God's love ever shared with humanity. And so we find that in scripture, and that's what unifies us. And so we speak the truth in love. We do all the things that we read about in Ephesians already, that our battle isn't against flesh and blood. And so if the battle isn't against flesh and blood, let's build up one another in spirit and in truth as how we worship. And let's build each other up the same way that Jesus loved us. So let me leave that with you this morning. I think that was fairly brief, but if it wasn't, you can leave at any time because this is a video and you can stop it at any time. But let's pray and pray God's greatest blessing over you in your life today. Heavenly Father, we are so pleased of how you have blessed us with your love. We're so grateful for your kindness that has been shown toward us. We're so grateful today for this demonstration of unity between Father, Son, and Spirit. Lord, we know that there is the enemy, the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Lord, we know he's looking to devour and destroy your church. He's looking to sow seeds of discord. And so today we come against the powers of the enemy today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you would build among us a strong bond of love that is centered around Jesus. Help our hearts be full of grace. Help our minds, O God, be at peace. And Lord, in this world of chaos, division, confusion, in this world that would seek to destroy, I pray that you would help us build up one another. Build up, O God, the people around us, that they might know your love and they would know your truth. Lord, let us be so unified that, Lord, people would listen to the words of the Bible, listen to the words of your Spirit speaking through us, listen to the words of the worship songs that we sing and lift our hands to. God, I pray that as we do these things, Lord, most importantly, they would be pleasing to you in all that we say, in all that we do, in all that we act, and even in how we think, O God. Would you transform us now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to leave one more thing with you this morning before we take off, is that unity commands blessing. And I've preached on that before. I couldn't even tell you where to find it. I could probably look it up for you. But unity commands blessing. And I believe that God has called us to bless us and to be a blessing. And so when we're unified, the world and the community around us is blessed. And so let's all go together and be blessed today. Amen. Have a great afternoon. Great rest of your family day weekend. I can't wait to join you in person again next week. Continue to pray for Connection Community Church here just down the highway in Nipigon as God does some great things. Pray for Pastor Brian. Pray for Stephanie as well, especially in their kids and their family at this time. And we just look forward to seeing God do incredible, great things in the days, weeks, months, and certainly years to come. Thanks. God bless.